We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The other big news outside of the Astros game three is Deshaun Watson, the news we're hearing. And we'll be joined by the general, the Hall of Famer, nobody more tied in and connected with Houston sports, Houston Texans, than John McClain. And John, I saw you you tweet this out, and you got a story out on the Chronicle about this, that the Texans and the Dolphins could have Deshaun Watson's deal done this week. Is this happening, John?
I believe Watson will be traded to the Dolphins. The Dolphins are one of the teams that's been talking to them off and on for months, like all the other teams. They want his legal issues to be resolved. I don't know if the legal issues will be resolved or Miami's loss to Jacksonville in London, a fifth consecutive defeat when they thought they were going to compete for the playoffs, made them do the deal without the legal issues resolved. I don't know. Nick Caserio's wanted 3-1s and 2-2s the entire time. Whether he'll get that, I don't know. I do know the Texans didn't want to put conditions on the trade. And I think that one thing Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, would want to know from Roger Goodell, is he going to be suspended? And because I'm hearing, and I don't know this is true, and I didn't write it, is that he won't be suspended, and there's a good chance he'll be traded. He'll be playing against the Texans on November the 7th in Miami.
Wow. John, look, I mean, is there something in the – and I'm not asking you to be an attorney here or anything like that, but a legal expert or anything, but is there anything that you can put your hand on that would explain why now from what he has going on off the field versus the Dolphins' slow start?
No idea about the legal problems, about his legal issues. I thought it was interesting today. I saw when we were lined up to get tested like we do every Wednesday morning, the Tier 2 media people, I saw him walk out real fast and go get in his car and drive away. And I thought, that's early. Could something be up? So I started checking around. And all it is the talks have intensified. And I thought that they would wait until the draft unless Caserio gets what he wants. And as I've told you guys for months, if he gets what he wants, he's pulling the trigger on the deal. So I don't know if Nick Caserio has says we'll take less or he's finally going to get what he's been asking for since this became an issue after he got hired.
John, would you say, is it safe to say that the fact that the Dolphins appear to be the aggressor, if you will, here in this particular situation, we can pinpoint several reasons why they'd be more aggressive now instead of waiting till the offseason. Is it safe to say that the fact that they're the aggressor, one would assume that Nick Caserio is going to get what he's asking and what he's looking for, maybe even more?
Well, I'm not assuming anything because I don't know, but they are the aggressor. If the Dolphins were to wait till March, what if a bunch of teams were interested, he got the legal issues taken care of, and then you've got Pittsburgh, maybe Seattle, the Giants, the Lions, besides the Broncos and the Panthers who've been interested all along. The Jets were one of the eight that was interested, so were the 49ers. They're no longer interested because they drafted quarterbacks in the first round. So there's a bunch of teams. It's like if you do it now, and you're willing to meet the terms now when other teams aren't, you got a better chance of getting him because the longer you wait, the more the competition is, the more the price could go up. And I tell you one thing, and it's one thing to be paying a player $10.54 million to come to work every day, go to meetings, work out on his own, and go home. It's something else to be paying him $35 million because say you wait till March and all of a sudden those legal issues are not resolved and it's the same situation over and over and Watson reports, then the first year of his new contract kicks in and that's $35 million. And they darn sure don't want to be paying him $35 million. They wanted to trade him for months, but you got to have somebody meet the price. They're not just going to give him away. And because he's got the no trade clause, you know, he's told them several teams are interested, no go. But Miami could be reunited with Fuller. They got a lot of talent. They're not showing it. Now, Tua Tagovailoa threw for 329 yards and two touchdowns against the Jaguars. He was not the reason they lost that game. But the Dolphins have been enamored of Watson, as have other teams, from the moment they learned that he wanted out of here.
John McClain, the general, he is with us as he's jumping in with us as we discuss this news, as he reported himself that it looks like that a deal could be done with the Miami Dolphins for Deshaun Watson being traded there by the end of the week. And there was something you said earlier about the league potentially not suspending him, because that feels like that's been the holdup of why teams aren't interested in making a move as of now, because of you're not sure what the ramifications are. Would this lead you to believe that the Dolphins may know a little bit more about what the NFL would do?
Well, they should, based on what they're going to give up if the trade is consummated. They've got until November 2nd to complete it. But I think the holdup with every team has been that to get those legal issues taken care of. Because even if he's suspended, you know, the Dolphins are 1-5. If he's suspended, so what? They would have him next year. And Alvarez just went yard opposite field into, the over the monster.
Yeah, that's right. You're not Alvarez and, gives the Astros a 1-0 lead as we're with John McClain. Go ahead, McClain.
So I got all so excited I forgot what I was talking about. I don't think, it's just my opinion, that Stephen Ross, the owner, if they're going to do this deal, that he would pretty much have a good idea of what the consequences of Watson's legal problems are going to be. And if he were going to be suspended, and I'm not sure that he would be, but if he were, they're already 1-5, they'd be doing this deal for next season. You know, get him in there, learn the system, introduce him to his teammates, win whatever you can win, build momentum for next season. But the fact is, if this goes down quickly, he could be playing against the Texans on November the 7th in Miami.
Yeah, look, I'm with you, John, on the future play here with the Dolphins. They're 1-5. This season's down the drain. Make the play for Deshaun Watson. If discipline does get doled out sooner rather than later, you can eat up a portion of that discipline in games that he would sit out this year, which are completely irrelevant, and you could lessen the blow in terms of next year when he's actually your quarterback. I do think there's a potential of that being a part of the play here in terms of being a future play. John, what's your thoughts on, because I know when all this stuff first went down, I remember this because I bucked it quite a bit, was, well, man, there's not from you. I'm just saying in general, a general thought of, man, there's a, I don't know how another organization is going to explain this to their fan base, right? This is one of those deals where that seems to have died on the vine. What's your thoughts on how Miami explains this to their fan base, or do they even care?
I don't know, because this has been rumored and reported for months. So I don't remember a big outcry among the fans and the media to not do it. Now, if they did have a big public outcry, I have not seen it. And maybe they've been waiting to see if it actually goes through. But, you know, and fans want to win. You know, there might be an initial ranting against the deal, the outrage of it all. And then when he starts playing and they see one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, those jeers will turn to cheers.
Yeah, you're losing to Jacksonville in London. I think some of the fans, however you feel, may have a different tune. John, before we get you out and let you get back to watching, this ALCS pivotal game five. Sunday, when the Texans play on Sunday against the Cardinals, is the biggest story the Texans game, or is the biggest story that Deshaun Watson is no longer a part of this team?
Well, it depends on when he was traded. Nothing's going to overshadow Watson Hopkins playing against the Texans. And if Watson was traded the day before, the night before, and it just came out of nowhere. But I think now people get to chew on it a few days, and they got plenty of time to chew on it afterward. I can't wait to talk to J.J. Watt tomorrow on the conference call. It's going to be just like old times.
Oh, boy. We can't wait to hear that either, John. Hey, we thank you for jumping on with the short notice. But when you make a report about Deshaun having a deal done with the Dolphins, potentially by this week, we got to get you on. We'll talk to you Friday, man. Enjoy the game.
Guys, thank you very much. I look forward to it. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.